and we're organizing with R&R for the youth contingent today, and on Wednesday for the youth march. And the Rampart PD rolled up on our meeting on Thursday night, and they jacked three youth up against the wall and, like, arrested one of the youth. And when they got him into Rampart Station, they asked him, what are you, an anarchist? What are you guys planning for the DNC? It was, like, directly, like, harassment. There was a press conference 2 days ago about, like, them going after leaders and stuff like that, you know? And the irony is that we're in our meeting talking about the criminalization of a generation, talking about the youth standing up and getting organized. And what do? To these same youth, they try to arrest them and check them up and throw them in the jail system, you know? And I want, who are the Rampart police, is my question. Exposed for, like, murdering people. Exposed for shooting Juan Saldana point blank in the head and then standing over his body while he bled to death making jokes, you know? Guilty of, like, shooting Javier Ovando in the back and point blank in the head, and he didn't die. He's paralyzed, and that wasn't enough. They gave him 23 years in prison.
Which is incredible.
Right, you know? And that's what I try to say about Mumia and stuff. They've tried to kill him, but he won't die, you know what I mean? And we ain't gonna let them kill him.
Can you tell me your name, what group you're with?
My name is Xochitl, X-O-C-H-I-T-L, and I'm with the Youth Student Network of October 22nd Coalition to Stop Police Brutality and Oppression and Criminalization of a Generation, and I work with Refuse and Resist. All right.